You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs. On 95.7, The Game.
Option one, trade Brandon Ayuk. Option two, move on from Deebo Samuel next March. Option three, move on from George Kittle next March. Option four, play chicken with Brock Purdy. And what I mean by that is, don't pay him next offseason.
Right. Make him play for 1.17.
Yeah. Year four. Or just different direction. Brock Purdy's not our guy. Those are your four options.
Yeah.
Now there are others, but you know, in the world of poll questions, you're not supposed, you know what I mean? It's kind of like when you get your presidential ballot and there's like 18 people on there.
Oh, my God.
You're like, wait a minute. Can I find the two people that I've heard about the whole time? Who are all these other people? So we're not going to give you 18 possibilities that involve Kyle Juszczyk and a Christian McCaffrey restructure or whatever. But 888-957-9570. Trade Ayuk. Move on from Deebo next March. Move on from Kittle next March, or Brock Purdy's not your guy. You have to check one box.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Box number one. And if I want to do process of elimination, I'm going to eliminate box number four because I do believe that Brock Purdy has shown that he is your guy. Barring an absolute calamity of a year this year, you know, women weaken legs, as we know from Rocky. Shout out Burgess Meredith. Rest in peace. Brock Purdy has gotten married. Maybe that will derail him. I doubt it. He'll probably have a good year, and he's a good player, and you need a good quarterback. He's it. That's off the table. The Deebo one, I think you may wind up moving off of Deebo or George anyway, because I don't know if you're going to pay Brock what he's going to command. You may wind up doing more of these boxes, but I'm going to say, for me, right now, it's box number one. John Henry, you must strike while the iron is hot. You can get, I think you can get a good amount for Brandon Ayuk, whether it's tomorrow.
Give me good amount. Define, please.
A high second and a third.
Okay.
Draft capital. I don't think you can get a first unless you use your first and you move up. So if you trade Ayuk and 31 and you move up, I don't know if I would rather do that than get 31 and 36. There'll be good receivers available at the top or the middle top of that second round.
I think with that comment, it's a good moment to give Mark Randy a high five. Thank you, Mark. I thought that this was an interesting...
You're welcome.
Yeah, this is an interesting text that you sent earlier this morning. Per Adam Schefter.
According to sources.
Position by position, the hit or miss rate in the NFL draft's first round, okay? And this is basically in the 20 drafts starting from 2000 to 2019. So it's not up to the minute. Forget the last few years. 20 to 2019. And the reason we forget the last few years is we'll help you define. And this is not perfect, just like no formula is. But the definition of a hit versus a miss, a hit is a player who is drafted and then is signed to a second contract by the team that drafted him. A miss is anything else. Now, as Mark even pointed out in his text, there's a flaw in that. A.J. Brown, for example, would be considered a miss.
Right.
And Daniel Jones would be a hit.
Okay.
That's wrong.
Because A.J. Brown signed elsewhere for huge money.
He was traded.
And Danny Dimes did get a second contract.
And ain't that good.
And now they're going to draft a quarterback tomorrow.
Probably.
Right.
So, but you get the larger point,
yeah,
which is that most of the time, that's a good way to define a hit versus a miss. So you're going to get the hit rate based on a percentage of the hit, first round draft picks, 2000 to 2019. The positional hit rate for a center, 92%. For a tackle, 59%. And for a guard, 50%. I think that is interesting factoid number one.
Yeah. Small numbers of players drafted in the first round of those positions.
Right.
But still.
You are still talking about, quick math, 49 plus 14, 63 different players. And the hit rate is 50% or better for all offensive linemen. All three of those. They're the top three position, and they're all on the offensive line. Easiest position to evaluate, offensive line. Okay? Next, linebacker, 48%. Next, quarterback, 46%.
Boy.
Kind of surprising, actually. Wouldn't you have guessed a little bit earlier, like a little bit lower?
Especially knowing that that number goes down once that super class gets added into this,
because
that class is not included in this.
Correct. Though, I'd also argue, even though that feels higher than maybe we think, that's not a great number. For all the freaking out that everybody does about the quarterbacks in the first round, oh, Caleb Williams, he can't miss. 46%. First round quarterbacks don't even get a second deal with their team. 54% do not get a deal with their team. All right, next, edge rusher, 44%. D tackle, 40%. Hello, Kinlaw.
Hello, Solomon Thomas.
Hello. Hello. Next, cornerback and running back, tied, 38%. Next, safety, 34%. Can anybody figure out which position has not been named yet?
Kicker.
Okay, good point. Never been one.
Punter.
Next, tight end, 33%. And then Dibs, I've only got one position left on my board.
You do, Mark. Which one is that?
Which position have I not mentioned yet? Game show music, please.
It's a great question.
Thank you.
Wide receiver, Mark.
Wide receiver, 27%. Three out of four of your first round draft picks over a 20-year period don't even have interest from their team 4 years later.
Some of those players have gotten contracts elsewhere.
Yes.
And maybe those teams didn't want to pay. And it's not.
And some of them
it's
have
more
gotten,
the exception than the rule. And I'm running down the list right now. I have the entire list in front of me. And we could talk about Josh Doctson and Laquan Treadwell as first-round wide receivers. Amari Cooper is a guy who's on this list, and I don't know if the Raiders gave him that next contract or if he went on to get that at Dallas.
Or to get traded to Dallas.
Right. So
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a little bit of a curiosity because Amari Cooper is a hit.
He's a hit, right. But there's also guys who have maybe, quote unquote, kind of gotten a second contract with the team, even though they weren't great players. So to me, that it evens out in the end. There's exceptions. But the bottom line is, what I can tell you is that the lowest positional hit rate in the first round of any spot across the league is wide receiver. So that furthers an opinion I already had. He ain't replaceable tomorrow night.
Well, he is with a second round player. Because I mean,
is that the hole in the game?
Those are
only first rounders. Everybody get your receipts.
This is a cute little stat.
Except
but
for Brandon Ayuk,
all over.
But Ayuk is one of the guys.
He's not a hit.
Yes, not yet.
Not yet.
No, but he's a first round draft pick.
He is.
Who you like. So you're right. He can't be qualified as a hit yet. He doesn't have the contract. But if he's not, he's one of your Amari Cooper, AJ Brown exceptions.
Right.
Because he's a good player and somebody's going to give him that deal.
You look at his class and it's a complete mixed bag, the 2020 class, because the first receiver went at 12.
Jerry Jeudy?
Henry Ruggs behind bars. Jerry Jeudy, he's been a miss,
totally.
I would say.
And is now on a different team.
CeeDee Lamb.
That's a hit.
Jalen Reagor.
That's a miss.
Justin Jefferson.
That's a hit.
Brandon Ayuk.
That's a hit.
So,
although none of them qualify yet because CD, Justin, and Brandon do not have their contracts yet.
Correct. And they were the three, they were 21, 22, and 25, respectively, in that first round. So, it goes to your point about this class that is deep at wide receiver. And I'm going to say that at least seven more times for this
Lord.
Show just to make you a little bit squeamish.
Well, that's what else is funny, by the way. Ayuk and Justin, of the six that were taken, they were fifth and sixth.
They were the last two. And then seventh is a guy who's done pretty well, T. Higgins.
T. Higgins is a hit.
Eighth is a guy who just got re-signed by his team, Michael Pittman.
Oh, these are all first rounders.
No, these are second rounders.
No, we're only doing first rounders.
I know, but your point, the point is, like, tomorrow, the wide receiver, the top of the class, is Marvin Harrison Jr., and he's a can't-miss. There's going to be three receivers that go in the top 10 or 12, and then after that, as you get further down, that's where maybe you find your CeeDee Lambs, your Justin Jeffersons, and your Brandon Ayuks.
It's just so funny to me. I mean, yeah, I could be wrong, and you're allowed to see it differently. I just laugh every year. You know, we had a bunch of those people show up on our YouTube feed yesterday to tell me that Marvin Harrison Jr. is already better than Brandon Ayuk. Once again, would you use two words to describe where the can't-miss number one overall wide receiver from the Ayuk draft, the first one taken, give me two words for where he now plays? Like, there's Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, Henry Ruggs?
Yes. What's the team that he plays for?
Prison system.
Behind bars.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's not jail.
I just don't want to hear about your can't-miss prospect. I don't want to hear it. It doesn't exist.
Especially from a team that has had a mixed track record in drafting wide receivers.
Very true.
And that would be this team. The 2021 class, first rounders, Ja'Marr Chase, he's a hit.
That's a hit.
Jalen Waddle.
He just had his option picked up today.
Waddle or Chase?
Chase.
Chase, okay.
Yeah.
Devontae Smith.
These are all good.
Kadarius Toney, but then Rashad Bateman.
What do you mean, but then?
Well, I mean, Kadarius Toney's a Super Bowl champ.
Oh, God.
Did I get that wrong?
No, you didn't.
What did I do wrong? Yeah.
Two-time Super Bowl champ.
Yep. Thank you.
Chiefs fans will literally drive that guy to another city right now.
They didn't draft him. He was drafted by the Giants.
Not. That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
But then, man, last year, six receivers taken.
Oh,
so it is a mixed bag.
Of course it's a mixed
bag. No guaranteed.
Of course. And I understand that that's the nature of the beast. It doesn't mean that good players don't come out of the first round.
Right.
They do. But wide receiver is, in my opinion, and based on this Adam Schefter tweet, it is the biggest crapshoot of all the crapshoots. Your best chance is to look at one of the big dudes, the big uglies in the middle and be like, I think that guy can play. And you're probably going to be right. You know, Penei Sewell got a big deal today.
Centers are 11 for 12. That shows you that there have only been 12 centers drafted in 20 years.
If you can get in the squat, if you can fire a ball between your legs and get in someone else's way, I think we can evaluate that. But can you break off a route? Can you go over the middle? Can you yak it up? That's really, really hard. Apparently harder than a quarterback.
Yeah. Well, especially when you go from college to the pros, because, and I've been reading a lot of the draft profiles of some of these low first, high second round guys, courtesy of NFL.com, and a lot of the things that are being repeated are things about them being unable to get off and beat press in at the NFL level. And when you're in college, you're probably the best athlete on the field every single time out, and, you know, if you are... The kid from Texas, I think it's Xavier, is it Wilson or?
Sure.
Worthy?
Worthy. Thank you, Worthy.
That's right.
And you run a 4.22, you're probably going to be able to get open in college, but he's not a very big, powerful guy.
Well,
so
this stuff all gets blown up all the time anyway.
Oh, yeah.
The best receiver of all time went to Mississippi Valley State. So people are sitting here going,
Randy Moss went to Marshall.
Yeah, like big time competition going up against big time corners, huh? Like, who knows? Who knows? Jerry Jeudy went to Alabama. Yeah, he stinks.
Yep.
And, you know what I mean? Brandon Ayuk, this guy's played in the Pac-12 against no defense. None. Final score of every game, 49-42. Every game, overtime, triple overtime, 52-48. I mean, it's not quite the Big 12, but it's next. The people not playing defense in this conference. USC used to. Then they hired Lincoln Riley, became the worst defense in the history of the world. And yes, that is a shot at you, Lucas. Anyway, but Brandon's fantastic. Brandon's fantastic. I just, man, you don't know what you got till it's gone. And I'm
Joni Mitchell.
And I'm not letting that guy out the building. And I'm going to do everything in my power today to not sound like a Deebo Samuel hater. I'm going to try like hell.
But you want him out.
I don't want him out, but that's my pick.
That's the box you would check.
There are a few reasons for it. Any of these answers are gut-wrenching. All of them. Even though this 49er group has not won a Super Bowl, you're hard-pressed to tell me that these players are not beloved. They're beloved. All of them. My God. Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, you're talking about players who were drafted here and have been a part of so many unbelievable memories. Kyle Juszczyk, Christian McCaffrey, among this era's greatest acquisitions on the market, either through free agency and trade. And then the other names that we're talking about, Trent Williams, he's in the twilight of his career. An absolute miracle find at the quarterback position with the last pick in the draft. And Brandon Ayuk, those are the seven players we're talking about. And you have to factor in everything. You have to factor in the money. You have to factor in the age. You have to factor in their health. That's a big one for me. Deebo Samuel misses games. Brandon Ayuk does not. Deebo Samuel's got a 30th birthday pretty soon. Brandon does not. Brandon has a 1,300-yard season just last year. Do you know how many 1,000-yard seasons Deebo has in his entire career?
You got to add in his rushing yardage if you're going to be fair.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I think you do if you're talking about the player.
I don't.
Because the player is here because they want him to run the ball.
Well, but actually less so now that Christian McCaffrey is on the team.
Yeah, still he had about 280 yards on the ground last year.
Deebo has 1,000-yard receiving season. He has one season where he's run for over 300 yards. It was the same season. I get it. 2 years ago, he was maybe the weapon of the league. He was maybe the weapon of the league. I totally get it. We were all here for it. He was incredible. And I want him on the team, and I want him on the team this year. But if you're asking me right now, which player can you move on from, work toward replacing? That's another thing. You replace Brandon Ayuk, you got to do it right now. You replace any of these other guys, you got a year to do it. It means you can start getting ready for it right now and play next year at full strength. And next year, I know you're trying to pin me on Super Bowl or bust. I still think the Niners are going to be really good no matter who they move on from. They're way too deep. They're not one player away from being bad.
Right.
But
and I say or bust as in busted up, because this will the core that you mentioned is getting busted up.
Well, listen, in a way, you can make the case that it already has. There are always departures. Eric Armstead is gone.
But you talked about the offensive core, yes. And you mentioned six people, and those six are running it back. And honestly,
I hope not if they listen to you. Well, one of them going to be gone tomorrow night.
And I think if they do listen to me, it's in part because they get wowed by a draft compensation, but it's also because, and I was reading the Michael Silver article from yesterday, and he was reporting, according to sources, that it seems like Brandon Ayuk wants more than the 49ers right now are willing to pay him.
Oh, that's for sure. That's
so what's the gulf? Are we talking a gigantic gulf? Is it the Gulf of Mexico? How big is this gulf?
My feeling is it is significant, but I think it was significant with Debo and Nick Bosa the last couple of years as well. I don't think it's a bridge that cannot be crossed. It's simply a bridge that right now the 49ers don't want to cross, but they paid Nick Bosa more than they wanted to pay him. And they figured it out, and they can do that here too. The only reason, they're twofold. The two reasons that they don't just bite the bullet and do it right now are, A, yes, Brandon Ayuk is very wanted around the league. And so, yes, you could get something for him. And the other thing is we are full head of steam toward a $45 to $50 to $55 million contract for a quarterback in 11 months. And that is as close to a done deal, at least in our minds, as you could possibly be. And so these other guys got paid with that not being the case. Nick got paid where Brock was coming off of a total of like 8 games. And Debo got paid when nobody even knew who Brock Purdy was. Now you're looking straight down the barrel of $50 to $55 million contract for a quarterback, so they're trying to get ready. I get it. Something's got to give.
Right, and I'm just looking at the Kittle contract.
I just vote that it's not Brandon.
Well, and I don't think it's going to be George because his dead cap number is $30 million. He backloaded a lot of his money when he did the restructure, so if you are looking for a victim when you're going to have to make hard choices at the end of this year, probably won't be George because you owe him so much money because of the restructure.
Dead cap figure for both of the guys is not small next year. They're also both still under contract one more year. Tradable, not for a lot. You wouldn't get a lot for him. You'd hate the return. Plus, you have two players who are insanely physical. Therefore, we're sitting here talking about how you deal with them without having any sense whatsoever of what they've just been through for 17 to 20 more games. Are they hurt? Are they really, really hurt? Did they underperform? I have no idea. But any scenario has risk attached to it. And this is the risk that I would be completely willing to take. And that is, I'm going to do what every single college student does when they've got a term paper due. I'm going to do what so many people do who want to lose weight, but the holidays are coming. We're going to put it off. This is going to be a procrastination sensation. And I believe that this, yes, it could go wrong, but I'm pushing it off. I'm paying Brandon Ayuk, and I'm going to see where we are next March. I'm going to deal with it then.
Yeah.
And Debo Samuel is my probable casualty.
Yeah, and right now the people on the YouTube page are siding with you. 44% of the respondents move on from Debo next March. The move on from Kittle is second, followed by play chicken with Purdy.
My gosh.
And the trade Ayuk is at 14%.
Last place. There are more people who want to move on from Brock Purdy than Brandon Ayuk. That's fascinating. So where do you stand? Again, four options. Trade Ayuk, move on from Debo next year, move on from Kittle next year, or play chicken with Brock Purdy's future. 888-957-9570. We will take your calls. We're presented by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. Let's see. FP is going to hop on later on in the show. Tim Kawakami is going to hang out a little bit later on in the show. It's Willard and Dibs.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.